Good morning. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, January 15, 2014. I'm Patricia Naft. The Colorado Department of Transportation says U.S. 550 south of Ouray, also known as Red Mountain Pass, will remain closed for the foreseeable future and likely through the weekend after rock slides continue to block the road. According to CDOT, rocks have continued falling on an area along the road around mile marker 90, just 2 miles south of Ouray. An initial slide there on Sunday evening was followed by another on Monday, and while crews have been working to clear and reopen the road, continuing slides have made that difficult, and CDOT says more rock slides are likely. There's still no estimate for when the road might reopen, although it's expected to remain closed until at least through next Monday, January 20th. Travelers headed south towards Telluride are advised to use Highway 145 as an alternate route in the days ahead. A transportation director for the Ouray region says he realizes any time a road closes in the Colorado Mountains, it makes traveling hard for the public. Director Carrie Neat says that CDOT is primarily concerned about the safety of its crews and travelers and hasn't made the decision to keep the road closed lightly. A state Republican is saying she didn't fall for a fake news report when she suggested legislation to prohibit Coloradans from using food stamps to buy recreational marijuana. As the Denver Post reports, Senator Vicky Marble of Fort Collins has been mocked by some liberal blogs for allegedly introducing the legislation after satire news reports about Coloradans trying to use food stamps for pot. But according to the Post, that satire appeared after Colorado's retail pot stores opened on January 1st, and Marble began working on her legislation back in August. An email from September 4th proved the senator was indeed working on that legislation to keep Coloradans from using food stamp cards at marijuana stores or at strip clubs. There's a hearing scheduled on that legislation known as Senate Bill 37 today at the state capitol. The Post reports that some left-leaning blogs ran headlines and stories suggesting Marble had fallen for the satire news hoax. Marble insists that's not the case, saying her law was meant to, quote, align Coloradans' pot laws with alcohol, just as was intended. The Post also reported that Governor John Hickenlooper is pushing President Obama to let states develop their own energy plans without help from the federal government. Hickenlooper reportedly told the president that he wants governors across the country to lead the way in regulating energy production and that he thinks letting governors control that process would avoid any potential political gridlock that might happen if federal laws took the reins. According to the Post, the governor has previously pushed for states to regulate fracking as well instead of the EPA. Hickenlooper announced his plans at a meeting yesterday with two other Democratic governors and three Republican governors. That group also reportedly discussed issues ranging from Obamacare to the National Guard and early childhood education. This has been the KVNF Regional News. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.